This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Justin was less accurate in the last game than he had been over the first four games. Is there something that Dallas was doing or something that just wasn't working?
I think the fact that he's a full participant is a door that's ajar. To say any more than that is to speculate, because he's got to get through the day. He's got to show up on Thursday and see where the roads lead us in terms of that. Like in all circumstances, I know I kind of say it in a blanket sort of way, but it legitimately is our approach to business. The limited participation guys, we let the amount of participation and the quality of that participation be our guide in terms of whether or not we include them and how much we include them as we push forward toward game time. And it remains the same at that position.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, who do we go with this week, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls? Is it going to be the guy that started the first five games of the season and guided the Steelers to a 3-2 start to 2024? Or will it be Mr. Not So Limited Anymore, maybe? Mr. Sort of Limited. Of course, I'm speaking of Russell Wilson. Jack Hillgrove with you on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. It is The Fan Evening Show. Happy to be back with you on another Tuesday night up until the nightly sports call at 10:35. Happy to be back with Joel Nelson producing behind the glass here in our Green Tree Studios. And happy to be with you, the listener, if you're joining us in the car, at home, on the Odyssey app, or on the 93.7 The Fan YouTube channel. However you're joining us, thanks for being along for the ride tonight. We're going to talk a bunch of Steelers stuff. We're going to obviously talk about the quarterback situation between Fields and Wilson. We'll talk about what's going on with George Pickens. And something about this offense that I don't think enough people are talking about when it comes to why we're seeing the offense unfolded the way it has the first five games of the season. Now, granted, I'm sporadic when I listen. I'm in and out during the day. Admittedly, I tune out of Starkey during noon because I'm listening to Mike Tomlin. I'm in and out between Andrew and Chris throughout their show. So I might have missed this point brought up, but I don't think I did, and I think it's a very valid point. We're going to talk about that in the next segment. But first, I want to talk about these quarterbacks. And if you have a take, feel free to chime in at 412-928-9370. Where are you going this week? Who is your quarterback this week? If you were in charge of making the decision, who do you go with and why? I want to hear from you. I have a situation for tonight, and Joel Nelson's going to be in charge of it, and I'm going to be in charge of it, and you guys are going to be in charge of it as well. I want to play a little bit of an experiment. I want to put together, through the next 3.5 hours we're on the air together, I want to put together a pros and cons list for Justin Fields or Russell Wilson this week? Actually, you know what? To go with the urgency of things, and this is right off the cuff, this is me being a radio rookie and just kind of flying as I see it. It'll be by the end of the 8 o'clock hour. Now, I've got my text line pulled up. I'll be able to see you text in. So if you have a pro and a con for each guy, that's the way I want this to go. Pro for Russell Wilson, pro for Justin Fields, con for Russell Wilson, con for Justin Fields. And at the beginning of the 8 o'clock hour, before we welcome Nick Faribault into the conversation, he'll join us at 8 o'clock. We'll kind of go over the list, and then we'll decide, Joel, you can jump in on it too, the pro and the con. So, Joel, while you think of your pro and con for both guys, we'll head right back out to the phone. It's for Abram in Washington, who's going to join us on the fan hotline. What's up, man? Good afternoon. Well, good evening, I guess.
Hey, good evening. How are you?
Good, man.
I think you got to start Fields here in the situation. I think they're going to. I just think that we know what he's going to give us. Not a lot of turnovers. Some consistency with getting the ball down the field. And honestly, just not a good Raiders team that we're facing. I'd rather, if we're going to save Wilson for a time, let's save him maybe for a divisional game where he can give us a good boost.
So can I ask you to participate in the pro-con game? Can you give me a pro for Justin Fields? I'm writing all these down, and we're going to compare it at the end of the hour.
Legs, pro.
Okay. Con.
Decision-making.
Can I ask you for a one for Russell Wilson, even though Fields is your guy this week? One of each.
Pro for Wilson, I would say experience and decision making. But I guess we could go con. I'm torn with a con here because I either want to go legs or rust. Let's go legs, con for him.
Okay, that's fair. I mean, he was sacked the fourth most in football last year. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. 412-928-9370, that's the number for the fan text line as well. A pro and a con for Russell Wilson and Justin Fields each. I think that the obvious pro is Justin Fields' mobility, and Abram was kind of getting at it with the con for Russell Wilson, the rust factor. We saw it for Week one with Isaac Seumalo. I mean, Isaac Seumalo is not a bad guard in the NFL, and he played a bad game because he missed the first four games. Russell Wilson might be dealing with some of that as well. Joel Nelson producing tonight. Joel, do you have a pro and do you have a con for these guys?
I really think it's Fields' mobility at this point in his career compared to Russell Wilson's. You know, and I mean, we haven't seen Russell Wilson in a Steelers uniform just yet, but we know that he's up there in age, and it's not like he hasn't played like he has in Seattle before a long time ago. And Fields, still pretty young in this league, I think can make some plays on the ground, and especially on third downs when, you know, the pocket collapses, the Steelers need a big first down, and Justin Fields can run for that first down on like a third and four, third and five that maybe Russell Wilson can't.
Yeah, I think that is the most glaring difference between the two quarterbacks. And again, the fan text line tonight brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. If you're going to text in tonight, please do so responsibly. A couple of texts coming in. Wilson, old and hurt. Pro, Fields mobile and doesn't turn the ball over. Pro for Russell Wilson is the experience. How about this one? Jim from Omaha texts in, I really think you should look into a deduction of on-air hours due to voice management due to the totality of a 12-month schedule. And later chimes in and says that that was a Tomlin quote from the press conference. Yeah, we might have to start rep management here, even though that I am by far the most least experienced on-air host on this station, and I have a lot of potential maybe and a lot of room for growth like George Pickens does. I think we should limit my reps as well. And we're going to talk about that as well. It's an absolute bogus statement from the coach, and I think he's lying to the fans and the media when he says that it's load management and rep management and the fact that George Pickens is just very much in the doghouse. That is my perception of the situation, and I think the overwhelming majority of the public's is too. So again, the pro versus con discussion is wide open between Russell Wilson and Justin Fields at 412-928-9370 if you want to chime in. Fields so far this season, 68% completion percentage, 961 yards, 5 touchdowns to the interception. Look, The way that this offense has been structured around Mike Tomlin, not even just Arthur Smith this year, and we could talk about that as well, what you think of the play calling and the decision-making from Arthur Smith through five games this year, which I think it's been fine. I heard, I forget which one of them it was, either Andrew or Chris, call it somewhere between average and good. I would weigh more on the average side than the good side on that scale, but it's been eons better than, you know, the guy they had last year calling the plays. It's Mike Tomlin to me when you see the way the offense is being structured and the way the offense is being run on a game-to-game basis since Ben Roethlisberger retired, is we're going to try like hell to de-emphasize the quarterback position, de-emphasize the importance of having a franchise quarterback. Put a guy back there that can be smart, be mobile enough, even though Justin Fields is more than mobile enough, and don't turn the football over. And give your defense the chance to be the dynamic team. Give your defense the chance to be the splash side of the game, which is ass backwards from everybody else in the league and backwards from the way that NFL football and championship NFL football is played in 2024. You just go back and look at the last five teams that played in the Super Bowl. Offense, offense, offense. So to me, the way that the offense is being structured and the way that the offense is being run is the biggest issue. And that goes above and beyond the personnel on the field. That goes straight to the coaching, straight to the philosophy. And guess what? When your defense, the unit that you put all that money into, $110 million or whatever it is this year, that's what you rely on to be the impact, be the splash to your team. When they're giving up 445 yards and 9 for 15, the opposition is on third down, couple that with the offense that Mike Tomlin seems like he loves being a part of. Not good. Not a recipe for winning football. Couple of them coming through the text line. Is Wilson known for turning the ball over? Why couldn't he just do that as well? He can. The mobility is the issue. The mobility is where I have a really hard time right now taking the football out of Justin Fields' hands. Now, the way I perceive this, Raiders game is this is do or die for Justin Fields. This is Justin Fields' opportunity to prove to the Steelers that he can be the starting quarterback for the remainder of the season. If you have a similar performance to the Cowboys game, good, not great. Not good. I mean, it was probably Justin Fields' worst start of the season. I think we can kind of all agree on that. The Colts game, statistically pretty darn good. Led the team in rushing, 2 rushing scores, 300 yards, a touchdown. Like, that's all fine and dandy, but they lose the game. If you have similar numbers from Justin Fields on Sunday and a similar vibe to that Colts game on Sunday, I think, and a loss in Vegas, I think it's over for Justin Fields. And I think you go back to Russell Wilson. Now, if the Steelers win this football game on Sunday against Vegas, I don't think there's any way you can justify taking the football out of Fields' hands after a win. That's why I think it's do or die. And it's a tough environment. Close game last year. Gardner Minshew, when he played for the Colts last year, torched the Steelers. They have two really good tight ends, and we'll talk more about this matchup as the show rolls along. Not necessarily a game that the Steelers will be handed to. Tough matchup, despite all those Steeler fans wearing black and gold and waving towels that'll be in the Death Star, Allegiant Stadium. I'll be one of them. We'll talk more about that as the show rolls along as well. It's going to be a tough football game. And if Russell Wilson can't, or if Justin Fields can't get it done with a W, the Steelers will come home the following week and take on the Robert Saleh-less Jets, and Russell Wilson will be the starting quarterback. That's another thing that I want to talk about as well. Robert Saleh getting canned to start the season. Does that make any sense? Does that scream Aaron Rodgers maybe kind of having a little bit of pull there? One of the most obvious ones ever, Joel. Remember when David Blatt got fired after being like 33-10 in Cleveland, and LeBron just didn't like him, so they got rid of him?
That's right. Well, there was the Milwaukee Bucks last year. They had a really good record, and then they got rid of Adrian Griffin.
That's right.
Remember that?
Yeah. See, I haven't been following NBA a ton the last couple of years.
They had a really good record and got rid of their head coach. It was weird.
Yeah, and then the Jets, what, 2-3 to start the season? Not great, but I didn't think at this point, 5 weeks into the season, when you see a mid-season firing or an in-season firing of a coach, you're like, whoa, not this early. But Robert Saleh won't be the coach in Pittsburgh in a couple of weeks. Who will the quarterback be? That'll be the real question. It seems like it's going to be Justin Fields again this week, with Russell Wilson taking reps with the second team and as a full participation, no more Mr. Limited for number three. And we'll wait to see how the week rolls along as well. Coming up on George Pickens. The hell's going on with that guy? Is he in the doghouse? I can answer that question for you right now. Yes. Don't listen to a thing Mike Tomlin says about load management. Don't listen to a thing that he says about maximizing further opportunities in a game because George Pickens got to sit out some plays. Don't listen to any of that BS. It's probably because he did something wrong and is in a little bit of doo-doo with this coaching staff. We'll talk about that before the 8 o'clock hour, and we go back to the Steelers with Nick Faribault of PennLive.com. Penguins, they start the season tomorrow. Opening night roster released yesterday. We'll talk a little hockey. We'll talk a little bit about some expectations for the Penguins this season, and if you have a take on that, feel free. The phone lines are open. Then we'll visit Nick Faribault at 8 o'clock. More on the Steelers in the 8 o'clock hour with the edge rushers. All I have to say there is yikes. And at 8:45. So if you listen to this station frequently and you know that Donnie Football, it will be in Vegas with his boys trip. I'm one of those boys. I'll be on that trip. We can get my take of the Vegas trip coming up as well. And if you have any suggestions for myself, Donnie, and the Nasty Boys, feel free to let us know, because it's a bunch of our first times in Vegas. 9 o'clock hour, Pitt Football with Stephen Thompson of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. The Panthers 5-0 for the first time since 91. They welcome a Cal team that took one, a really, really unfortunate loss late on Saturday night at home to Miami. And then also before the end of the 9 o'clock hour, and this will probably creep into our 10 o'clock hour, Joel, the lineup for college football this weekend is hilariously good. Very, very excited to follow along this week into some college football, because that Saturday lineup is just insane. And if you've got plans, if the girlfriend is taking you to the pumpkin patch or making you take fall photos, or you have a wedding to go to, my heart and my thoughts and prayers are with you, my friend, because that is just a tough, tough thing to have to deal with. So all of that coming up tonight on the Fan Evening Show with yours truly, Jack Hillgrove. As always, fired up to be with you. Follow me on Twitter at JackWTOV9, the station at 93.7 The Fan. It's brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. George Pickens and some stuff going on with him is coming up after the break. Your phone calls as well. Feel free to get on the line at 412-928-9370. And also, I had mentioned my take on the offense and the way we're seeing it being unfolded and what I think is going on. And I'm going to compare it to something from last year. Stick around for that. It's Jack Hillgrove and the Fan Evening Show right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
John Zyblack said open effing always. It was an expletive written across his nose. He also yanked a Cowboys player down by the face mask after the game was over. Are those behaviors that are concerning?
It's certainly things that I'm open to addressing and will and do. I just don't detail it in settings like this because it's business between he and I in terms of his growth and development as a player and as a man. I just don't think it aids that growth and the development to address it in open settings such as this. Regarding his behavior, I am aware of that, and obviously that has been and will continue to be addressed. I wasn't aware of the messaging, and so, you know, I'm just giving you a knee-jerk response to that.
PetFest 24 presented by Subaru is back October 27th at Rockwell Park in the East End. Event runs 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Bring your four-legged friends to meet vendors, participate in costume contests, get photos with Santa, all that good stuff and more. Stop by any Subaru dealer for complimentary tickets. And then for more information, it's at 937thefan.com. That's Mike Tomlin on George Pickens and what's going on with wide receiver one. Maybe wide receiver only one, because it seems like, well, with the exception of Van Jefferson getting kind of involved against Dallas, that there is a bare cupboard with the Steelers and the wide receivers. 412-928-9370 is the number if you got a Steelers take or two. Happy to hear it. We'll start with Anthony in Oakland. What's up, man?
You know, when you look at this team, it's not a coincidence why they've been struggling defensively. Once Highsmith went out, you went from having a great backer to good one to one great one. And I don't know what you got. And then they're being hurt in the run game because, you know, Highsmith set the edge better than even Watt. So and then they lose Corey Trice. It's not a coincidence. So you can't have a trying offense to throw your powerhouse punch. You got to start attacking now, but you need to score points to get a healthy defense again.
Yeah, Anthony, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. You're onto something there. I mean, yeah, you have to score points to win football games. That's no secret to anybody. And I hate to say it because I love Alex Highsmith. I love him as a player. I love him as a guy on the team. Always great to us anytime that we're in the locker room covering the team. So I hate to see him go down, but was there really much drop-off when Nick Herbig was there with TJ Watt? Nick Herbig is a stud. To see him go down stinks. And then you're like, oh boy. And then you go to DeMarvin Leal, who seems to have found a second shot at life in his career at edge rusher. Clock almost striking midnight on Leal's career as a defensive lineman. They move him to the outside, kind of a more of a natural fit to where he was in college. Okay, don't feel great about that. And then he goes down. And then at the end of the game, you're relying on Jeremiah Moon to, pick up the slack when TJ Watt, gets double teamed or is held like he is on every damn play, it seems like. So yeah, I mean, that hurts because that's really the identity of the Steelers defense, as should be the identity of every defense that wants to be good in the NFL. Get after the quarterback. And for the Watt and Highsmith tandem tenure and for when even Highsmith was out with Herbig, it seemed like the Steelers did it better than anybody. You take that away from the defense, what do you have? All right, George Pickens. You know, and it pains me to say this because of how, like I said, how bare the cupboard seems to be at wide receiver, but I'm about done with George Pickens. I'm done with his antics. I'm done with the attitude. I'm done with him not finishing routes. It seems like the effort, and Mike Tomlin said today that the effort really not in question. I think that's a load of BS as well. I mean, I'm no football savant. I've never played the game. I've never coached the game. I'll be upfront about it right now. But it just seems like the dude's dogging it out there. And one of the things that Andrew and Chris were talking about when Andrew was in Indianapolis, sat next to KDKA TV's Richie Walsh during the game, Richie called out like 10 plays, 11 plays in a row, run or pass, based off of George Pickens' body language. Based off of his mannerisms, how he approached, his spot on the line of scrimmage. That's a telltale sign to me. Oh, I'm not getting the football here? Okay. I'm not going to run block? Well, then that's been an issue. Okay. I'm done. I'm very close to being done, and it hurts me to say that, because who the hell else do they have? And Van Jefferson seems like a great guy, but man, doesn't add a whole lot other than what? 3 receptions for 26 yards, ironically, and the number that George Pickens had on Sunday night. The other thing, too, is with the exception of that Cincinnati game, the Mason Rudolph coming out party, like, oh my goodness, they're going to score more than 30 points and actually look like a competent offense with Mason Rudolph quarterbacking him. We all remember that game. Pickens had 2 touchdowns, a really long one in that game as well. That is the only game in the last 16 for George Pickens he's caught a touchdown. And you throw that in there with this rep management BS, it's like, what are we doing? So 99.9% of me thinks that George Pickens, 34 of 58 snaps on Sunday and only being on the field for 73% of all offensive snaps this season is because he's in the doghouse a little bit and is causing some issues in that locker room. The point one, and this is what I was going to talk about, the thing that I didn't really even see anybody talking about, why this Steelers offense looks the way it does. So Pat Freiermuth also has only played 73% of the snaps this season. And we thought, man, he's going to be the de facto wide receiver too. We thought that he was going to have a more expanded role in the grand scheme of things. I think you're starting to see a little bit more Freiermuth in this offense, but I would have expected to see more through 5 games. Najee Harris, 60% of the snaps. And that's with Jaylen Warren being unavailable for the most part of this season. I say that to say this. Remember last year, Atlanta Falcons fans left and right were complaining about why Bijan Robinson and why Kyle Pitts weren't involved in the offense. Who's the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons last year, Jolie?
One Arthur Smith.
Yeah. To put it in perspective, in 2023, Bijan Robinson played 68% of the snaps all season for the Falcons a year ago when Arthur Smith was their head coach. Through five games in 2024, Bijan Robinson has played 75% of the snaps for Atlanta. Kyle Pitts in 2023, 64% of all offensive snaps for the Falcons a season ago. Kyle Pitts through five games this year, 79% of the snaps. You see George Pickens with 73. You see Pat Freiermuth with 73. And you see Najee Harris with 60. Now, that is a number that might not really equate to that factor because when Jaylen Warren's healthy, those two pretty much split time in the backfield. But I can't help but see some comparisons there. And then you throw that around with some other dynamic offenses in the league and their dynamic playmakers. Kansas City, Travis Kelce's played 83% of the snaps. Isaiah Pacheco, 72% of the snaps. In Cincinnati, Ja'Marr Chase, 88%. Zach Moss, 69%, nice, of their snaps. And he's not, I don't think he's a better running back in totality than Najee Harris. I don't think it's that big of a gap, but I think Najee's better than Zach Moss. Baltimore, Zay Flowers, 80% of the snaps. And their offense is structured a little bit different. It seems like Derrick Henry and Justice Hill are kind of going 50-50. Henry, 52% of the snaps, to Hill, 48. And then in Minnesota, Justin Jefferson's played 87% of the snaps. Now, all of those players, Ja'Marr Chase, Zay Flowers, you can make a case for being better than Pickens, and definitely Justin Jefferson. They're better wide receivers than George Pickens. But George Pickens is the best this team's got. It ain't no secret. George Pickens should be the primary focal point of this offense, and he's not. For the scheme, for the totality of what they're trying to accomplish, for all that. And the other thing too, and to circle back to the quarterbacks, I'm not ready to die on this hill yet, but I will point it out. So the Steelers do need wide receivers. How do you get one right now? Make a trade. Might be able to trade a second round pick, a third round pick. Probably what the Steelers will have to give up to get a comparable wide receiver two for the remainder of the season in the next couple of weeks before the deadline. I believe it's November 5th. Justin Fields so far has played 99% of the snaps. I think Kyle Allen was in for two plays on Sunday. So the trade, if you remember, will turn into a fourth round pick if Justin Fields plays more than 51% of the snaps all season. I say that to say this. Do you think that it might incline them more to go to Russell Wilson sooner rather than later? Because right now it's trending that will end up being a fourth round pick. And if it is, and you give up a second or a third at the deadline for a wide receiver, like it seems like they will, are the Steelers comfortable not having a second and a fourth or a third and a fourth in 2025? I'm not saying that that's going to be the total reason why they go to Russell Wilson, but I think it is a valid question that has to be asked on who the quarterback will be moving forward, especially if Russell Wilson's healthy. If he ain't healthy, there's nothing the Steelers can do about it. You play the best guy. They're not going to go to Kyle Allen in that instance, even though he did complete a 20-yard pass on Sunday. Kyle Allen, like you, but that's not an option. If they really want to see and believe in what Russell Wilson can do, you might have to think to yourself, okay, we want to hold on to that fourth-round pick because we might give up a second or a third for a wide receiver in the next week or two or three. Again, I'm not saying that that's the direction I would go, but I think it's something that might be being mulled in that decision-making process down on South Water Street. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Nick Faribault will join us on the Fan Hotline coming up at 8 o'clock from PennLive.com. We'll talk a little bit about that. I'll get his take on that, see if he thinks that that weighs into maybe a decision-making process for the quarterback situation. And I want to hear what you have to say. Always at 412-928-9370. You can text us. You can call us. You can tweet me at JackWTOV9. And if you're feeling nice, throw me a follow while you're at it as well. Coming up before the 8 o'clock hour, Nick Faribault, Penguins. They open up play tomorrow night against the New York Rangers. I'm going to talk a little bit about how I almost don't even care that the Penguins season starts tomorrow and how disinterested I am personally about this hockey season and what the Penguins are bringing to the table in 2024, 2025. That's all coming up next on the Fan Evening Show. I'm Jack Hillgrove. It's Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Check out the 24 Silverado 1500 at 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Tonight, clear a low of 49. I turned the heat on in my apartment this week, so that'll goes to show you the direction the fan weather is changing. Texter texts in a minute ago. So he's probably still listening. Shut this guy up. Penguins are the only team in Pittsburgh that's even relevant. Well, Texter, I ask you this question. How? They missed the playoffs the last 2 years. And I ask you how again, because did you look at the opening night roster that Kyle Dubas put pen to paper for? 90% of it has me not even interested that the Penguins start the season tomorrow. They do. The NHL season underway tonight, I believe. Game on ESPN right now is, what, Boston and Florida? Seattle, I believe, was playing tonight, too. They lost 3-2 to St. Louis. So hockey season is back, and the Penguins, again, don't interest me one bit. And it's sad because I go back to 2016 and 2017 and how much fun, and even 2018 when they were going for three in a row, how much fun I had watching playoff hockey, getting together with my buddies, piling, you know, in a dorm room in college every other night because the Penguins are playing a playoff game and they have a chance to hoist Lord Stanley at the end of the year. Last 2 years, not the case. Obviously, they missed the playoffs. So, by those standards, the Penguins aren't Pittsburgh's most relevant team, Texter, because the Steelers made the playoffs last year, had a chance. They were one of 14 that had a chance to win the Super Bowl. They had a chance. It wasn't the best chance. It was probably the worst, but they were in it. The Penguins have not been a playoff team the last 2 years. And I look at this opening night roster, and I just feel upset about it. Because I go back to 2016 and 2017, and man, were they good. Man, were they fast, and man, were they fun. Now I look at this team, and I'm like, I don't think they make the playoffs. I don't. There's so many variables. And I hate to say it, but Sidney Crosby is one of them. Not a huge one, but one of them, because how old is the guy? 37 years old? Now, he's still one of the best players in the league, and I can't wait to tell my kids one day about watching Sidney Crosby play hockey for my favorite team if I ever get fortunate enough to have children, because it's been special. We can all acknowledge that. But how sustainable is it? You've already started to see it with Evgeny Malkin. I think you've seen it a little bit with Chris Letang. Erik Karlsson, that trade on paper looked horrible based off of what you got out of Karlsson on defense last year. And guys like Cody Glass. I mean, I go back to 16 and 17 in the role players that filled out the bottom six. Tom Kuhnhackl, the HBK line with Carl Hagelin, Nick Bonino, obviously Phil Kessel a part of that as well. Trevor Daly, Matt Cullen, like the list goes on and on, guys that were a part of not just a really good hockey team and complemented it nicely, but were a part of some big moments in those playoff runs. Now, I said 90% of me is disinterested in the Penguins this year. There are a couple of things. On the flip side of what I just said about Sidney Crosby, I still think there's a very good chance, and I would probably bet on it, that he has a great season. I'm anxious to see Sidney Crosby a full 82 games, hopefully, without Jake Guentzel on his wing. Without Brian Rust for the time being. He's not on the opening night roster. He's starting the season on IR along with Blake Lizotte, Alex Nedeljkovic on IR as well, and then Matt Nieto on long-term injured reserve. So there's a couple of forwards you're down. Nedeljkovic stinks because I think he did a pretty good job filling in for Jari when called upon, and that's another story, and I could go off for an entire other segment on just how I think Tristan Jarry and the deal that he got was a mistake, and he'll have another chance to prove that it's not, but yikes. Joel Blomqvist right now, not to be confused with Joel Nelson, is the second goalie, and there's high, high expectations for him, and if called upon, I'd be anxious to see. I'm anxious to see if he can kind of live up to expectations. Another one, and you go over to the defense, Ryan Graves. What a letdown last year. I'll give producer Charlie Borges credit because if I remember correctly, he kind of called that from the get-go as a Devils fan, saying this guy's not very good, and lo and behold, he wasn't. And the coup de grace, the power play. It stunk. Will it improve? Hopefully. The Penguins had the seventh most power play opportunities in the NHL last year and the third worst percentage behind Columbus and Philadelphia. Doesn't make me feel particularly good about opening night for the Penguins tomorrow. But I'll watch and I'll root and I'll hope it all works out on Wednesday night, 7:30 at home against the Rangers. But I'm not optimistic. Dave in Delmont. Hey, Dave.
Yeah, I find it funny that you can't watch the Penguins because you don't think they're going to make the playoffs. So you haven't been watching the Pirates the last how many years?
Well, yeah, and I mean, that's the thing about, and we had a texter earlier, Dave, talking about how the Penguins are the most relevant. I said no because of the playoff aspect. And I would even put them third on that list because here you are, the playoff baseball's going on. The Pirates aren't in it. Let me finish. The Pirates aren't in it. And here you are, right, a passionate fan calling about the Pirates. There is still a burning passion for the Pirates to be great. I think that even more so sometimes than the Steelers in this town.
Because I'll bet you any money that the Pirates will never be great as long as the Nuttings own them. That is foolish.
And if I had a dollar for every Pittsburgh fan that would say something along those lines, Dave, I wouldn't have to be working ever again. Dave, thanks for the call. I have to run to a break. I'm not disagreeing with him, but that's the crutch that we rely on when it comes to the Pirates. They have a lot to prove, the Penguins do this season. I'm just telling you, I'm not optimistic at all. But we'll see. I could be wrong. I could totally have egg on my face in a couple of months when they're near the top of the division and trending upwards, and I hope I'm wrong, and I hope I do have egg on my face, but I don't think I will. Evening show rolls along here, 8 o'clock. Coming up, Nick Faribault, PennLive.com. We revisit the Steelers, and we revisit everything going on down on the south side with the black and gold. That's next on the Fan Evening Show. I'm Jack Hillgrove.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.